January 30, Intercessory Prayers for Souls. Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 18:19. I remember in Battle Creek when there were those who felt the burden for the unconverted and those who were in darkness and saw no light. Then prayer meetings were appointed that they might make the strength of God their strength. In every case, the heavenly intelligences worked with these efforts and souls were saved. If there is a large number in the church, let the members be formed into small companies to work not only for the church members but for unbelievers. If in one place there are only two or three who know the truth, let them form themselves into a band of workers. Let them keep their bond of union unbroken, pressing together in love and unity, encouraging one another to advance, each gaining courage and strength from the assistance of the others. Let them reveal Christ-like forbearance and patience, speaking no hasty words, using the talent of speech to build one another up in the most holy faith. Let them labor in Christ-like love for those outside the fold. As they work and pray in Christ's name, their numbers will increase. There is home missionary work that is to be done, and we hear the plea. So long as there is so much sin and such need of labor in our own country, why manifest such zeal for foreign countries? I answer, our field is the world. The Savior directed his disciples to begin their work in Jerusalem, and then pass on through Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Only a small portion of the people accepted the doctrine, but the messengers bore the message rapidly from place to place, passing from country to country, lifting the standard of the gospel in all the near and far off places of the earth. But there was a preparatory work. The Savior's promise was, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me." Those who will not follow their own will and desires, but seek counsel of the Lord, will not be dull scholars, for the Lord will teach them.